You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Nikki the Psychic.
Nikki the Psychic.
Live from nikki-the-psychic.square.site.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Nikki the Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Just going to shout out my new sponsor for this month. It's actually a awesome little girl named Evelyn who makes fire starters to fund her love for horses. So it's called Evelyn's Fire Starters, and she's just getting started. And they are the, I don't have one to hold right now, but they are the cutest little fire starters. They're in like, I think she makes them in a muffin tin. And then you just light them and it starts the fire for you. To place your orders, you can go to evelynsfirestarters@gmail.com. And then I also have to thank my other sponsor, which is Rock Bottom Jewelry and Engraving. They have a storefront located in the lower level of Westmoreland Mall in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And you can check out their website at rockbottomje.com, and they sell all kinds of amazing crystals, raw and tumbled, large and small, from all over the world. They're a great wholesale shop to go through also for your witchy needs and your like your crystal needs and everything. She can pretty much get you just about any crystal you're hunting. So I'm just going to wait for my caller to come in, and we'll be ready to rock and roll for today's reading. And sometimes when I do these readings for these callers, they can also substitute in as a collective reading. So take what resonates, leave what doesn't. If you feel like part of this reading can help you in your life, then apply that energy to your life. So let's see what we got going for today. All right, Angela, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi.
Hi, babe. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy you called. So I'm great right now.
All right, girlfriend, what can I help you with?
Just... Okay. I don't know. I feel very stuck in life, in all aspects. Anything you have or feel, career, love, anything. Or do you need
more? All right. Nope, I'm good.
Okay.
So great. What we're going to start with is you. I feel like the biggest obstacle you're facing is messing yourself. And you're putting energy and love into things that no longer serve you. And that might be why a lot of things are feeling stagnant or a little bit chaotic. It's because they're no longer for you. I feel like you're outgrowing a lot of people and places and things that you have in your life at this moment. And you're being pushed to go. You're essentially being pushed to push yourself farther.
Okay.
And what else we got here? And I'm also getting, is there a man that was in your life or that currently in your life that may have been a little verbally pushy or maybe just not the kindest person?
You have any more details about him?
I feel like this is an ex.
Okay. Do we have a kid? I have a kid with an ex who is very toxic.
Was he like a silver tongue, like very manipulative, very toxic?
Yeah.
All right. And I feel like he, this person still has somewhat of an emotional control over you and your progression. Every time you start progressing forward in life, it's like this individual casts the evil eye on you or throws something your way that maybe is making you feel stagnant.
Okay. See any other men in my life?
Well, I just popped the lover's card out. Do you have like a fling going on right now?
You could say that.
Let's see. How I feel like this individual is, he's a gift, to say the least.
Yeah.
He's okay. Like a breath of, he's the breath of fresh air. I'm getting a strong like mother energy, whether he had just a really good mother or a really good like experience with his mom, but he also has a lot of respect for women.
Okay.
This individual is, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
No, keep going. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was like, this in, because I have the lover's card, the Queen of Cups, the Emperor. Like, this person is all that you need him to be. However, I feel like he is, I don't want to call him wishy-washy, but I want to call him, like, scared of commitment.
Yeah, definitely. You nailed it on the head. That's how I feel. I don't know how he feels about me, but I could see that. I mean, I think his past damaged him a little bit. I don't know.
I was just going to say it's from the past and he's working on that part of himself. However, how you guys are with one another scares him because he enjoys it so much. And it's like one of those things like that. It's like a fear of falling kind of deal, but he doesn't show these emotions the way
not
he should.
At all.
No,
not at all. That's why I'm confused calling you.
He is, like I said, he's very scared of commitment and he's very, he's like has hit or miss energy. Like, I don't want to say it's hot and cold because he's not a negative individual. He just like when he gets too, I don't know, wrapped up in himself or wrapped up in emotions or something, he shuts down. He doesn't talk to you like he should.
Yeah. Yeah, like even now, like he's very, I just said, are you okay? Because he's very, I don't know, like very, like either he's texting me all day or I don't hear from him. And that's fine, but I just don't know what's going on because I'm not him. You know, I understand people have bad days, but it just confuses me. That's all. I don't really know.
Yeah, and that is honestly his, because we have the Knight of Cups and like, it's there for him to progress forward with you. He is just too, and I don't say immature in like a bad way, like childish. He's just not as emotionally mature as he should be. But the cards are showing me, like we got the Knight of Wands, the King of Cups, and the King of Swords. He has that ability for that positive progression. So if maybe if you could just like next time you guys get together or talk, just bring for like just ask, just be straightforward on what direction you want it to go, because he has all his cups and he has the ability to take this to the next level with you. The biggest thing that's blocking him is his own mindset and how he's viewing it and his own anxieties of what like has happened, and like he's like overjudging the relationship and what it can be before it even gets started. You know what I'm saying?
Overjudging like how?
I didn't hear you.
Overjudging like how? Like this can't like work,
worst,
that can't
like,
work.
Like worst case scenario thinking. Like instead of coming at it from like a view of optimism, because we have the Four of Wands here. So his biggest concern right now should be just starting that foundation with you, you know, like just learning each other, going on a date every week, like just taking it slow and steady and learning each other without worrying about implementing like maybe what has happened in the past or past traumas into this relationship where that isn't even going to be an issue. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Now, do you see a future there, or do you see a future in my love life at all with anyone?
Most definitely. Does this other individual have children?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm picking up on this person having children, and it's going to, that's what's going to help bring things together.
Children?
And I feel like that's, it's like a shared positive bond. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like if that's that shared positivity. It's something that yins can talk about. It's something that yins can help each other work through. Like it's just something positive to associate the relationship with.
And you think this is a long-term thing, not a short-term fling?
Let's see. Yes, it's just beginning right now. We only have 2 minutes left right now, but I'm going to, it is in the working progress stages. We have the Three of Pentacles, the Page of Wands, and the Page of Cups. So we're going to try to look at this in a more positive note and just take heed that it is starting slowly. And that might seem weird because there is no love bombing. There is no wanting to be like in each other's back pockets right now, which is usually a red flag of some type of attachment issue. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, I used to be like that, not anymore.
Yeah, you don't want to be like that. And you don't want the person that you have interest in to be like that either. You want to take it low and slow and simmer through it like a simmer pot. Like it doesn't smell great at first, but then once it gets brewing and everything, it becomes something beautiful and something to just take comfort around. And that's what this is going to become, because he has all the tools to be there. He really does.
Okay.
It's just you putting the work into yourself, and we don't chase, we attract. So make sure that you're just not chasing, you know? He has everything there. Yeah, real fast.
Kids. Am I going to have more kids?
No.
I'm not?
Not right now, no.
Not right now, in the future.
Yes, but it's going to be after a significant like change or move in your life.